What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 56. I'm Lucha Brandon.
And I'm Lucha Lane.
And welcome to the fourth annual WrestleMania... The fourth annual Howdy Inc. WrestleMania Prediction Spectacular. Yay!
Isn't there another word on there?
I feel like it's
Spectacular Extravaganza.
Maybe something like that. So this is our fourth year. Isn't that awesome? This is our fourth annual WrestleMania Prediction episode. We are going to go through today and pick all of our winners of who's going to win at WrestleMania tonight and tomorrow. This is the first year that WrestleMania is a two-night thing, so there's just a ton of matches to go through.
Because it's so big, we can't put it into one thing. Yep. Nope. They just wanted more viewers.
They had been talking about doing a... We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that when we get to that segment. So today we're talking about WrestleMania 36, which is taking place tonight and tomorrow. We're giving our picks for who we think are winning. That's why we are in Lucha masks.
How long have you had this mask?
I've had that mask since high school.
That's probably why it's so itchy.
I've had that mask long time.
Why am I stuck with this one?
When me and my friends used to wrestle in DCW, Dark Carnival Wrestling.
You made people wear this mask?
I wore that mask.
You wore this mask. How? You probably also had no hair.
This is also a huge bonus to if you're watching instead of listening, because you get to see us look like luchadors. Back in high school, me and my buddies, we used to all professional wrestle in my buddy's living room and backyard and stuff.
Is that the Dave Falling thing?
That was one of those instances, yeah.
Okay.
So one day we were at, I think it was Party City or something like that, and they had lucha masks. So we're like, oh man, if we all buy a lucha mask, then the roster of our wrestling federation can double, because then there's, you know, I can wrestle as me and I can wrestle as whatever my lucha counterpart was, which was the Great L Brandon.
Did people watch this?
No, we just did this.
Oh,
we just wrestled. We just did it. I know we used to record it, because one time my buddy's dad found a tape of us wrestling in his living room and just... tearing shit up. Stuff up. Sorry, we don't cuss on Howdy Radio. I forgot.
The first time you've done that in a while.
Yeah. And then he found a tape and he was like, oh, I can't believe you guys are wrestling in my living room. And I was probably wrestling on that tape with that mask on. So now it has been...
They didn't know who it was because you had a mask on.
That's right. You had no idea who was wrestling. Good call. So now, because of today's awesome episode, we figured Lane should wear it. And it also helps cover up his crazy hair that he's got going on right now. His quarantine hair.
Yeah, it's all on my face right now. It's really itchy.
Yeah. Kyle made a comment on the last episode that we did. He said, wow, Lane's hair is, super crazy. And he just said that. I don't mean that in a bad way. So, I guess Kyle likes your crazy hair.
Yeah.
All right. So, we got WrestleMania predictions to go through here in a little bit. And then we're also going to get to... for the second time ever, we are going to open up the Howdy Inc. mailbag.
Last time we did that one in August.
Yeah, when we were coming back from All In, or All Out.
All Out
is exactly when we did that. So we got a few questions that a few of our friends left for us on the Howdy Inc. Twitter, at Howdy Inc. And we'll be answering those questions after we go through all of our predictions. But first, we just want to say what's up to everybody.
What's up?
We're still here, and... in 2020, the crazy year that it has turned out to be. I can't use my face ID when I have this lucha mask on, so I keep looking and trying to see what my message says, and I can't use my face thing, and it is so annoying. Anyway, sorry about being distracted by my phone while podcasting.
So we also both put up our phones, so we didn't know which one got a message.
Yeah. So, what's up? What's been going on with you, Lane? Quarantined to the house for the most part. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We got some mailbag questions later that kind of go along with the what have you been doing during quarantine, so we'll kind of save a little bit for that. But yeah. I wanted to say I've been playing Animal Crossing a lot lately.
Yeah.
That's been a super fun game. That's not a game that I really ever got into before, and then I kept reading how everybody's wow, this is the most perfect game to be coming out right now in this situation that we're in. And that could not be more true. I love the game. I'm having so much fun with it. Lane played it a little bit, not too much.
It's just there's not enough story, I think. I know there actually is story, but I feel like it's not like you have a main objective.
And bro,
you
play Rocket League all day long. There's no story there. Why are you?
No, I'm saying there's not a main objective. Like in Rocket League, the objective is to like score. But in this game,
the objective is to build stuff.
I know, but it's like there's a lot of things to do, and I feel like it's really like slow paced. It's just not my type of game.
Yeah, it's whatever. Not every game is for everybody. That's fine. Yeah.
I like the fast.
But to say that it doesn't have a story, I have to object to that because, I mean, there's no story to Rocket League. There's no story to, I don't know. What else have you been playing lately?
I'm playing a lot of Rainbow Six Siege lately.
That was one that I was playing with Dave and Taggart for a while, and I've got tired of it. I don't know. I needed a break from it, so I haven't played it too much lately.
I've been playing on the computer. Excuse me. And every time I play it, I always play it for maybe 2 hours, and then I uninstall the game because I get really annoyed at it, like, really quickly. It's either you're really good or you're insanely bad, and there's not a lot of... there is a middle ground, but there isn't, like, a crazy middle ground.
That's why Terrorist Hunt's the best mode on there, for me, at least.
Yeah, and, like, there are some times when, like... I'll have a really good game, and I'll have, like, 9 kills and, like, 2 deaths, and I'll be, like, popping off the one entire game. Then the next game, I'll get, like, 1 kill, and I'll have, like, 7 deaths, and it just gets me really mad. Yeah. And I even said, like, a couple of days ago, I was like, I'm not going to uninstall this game. I'm gonna keep playing it. So I planned on probably after this to play a little bit before.
What's the point of uninstalling a game? I've heard you mention that a few times. Like, I uninstalled Fortnite, but then, like, you're playing it the next day.
It's
just a time waste.
When I uninstalled Fortnite, I actually completely stopped playing. I haven't played Fortnite in months.
Right, but it had happened before where you got mad and you're like, I'm uninstalling this stupid game, and then tomorrow you played it.
So true. Well,
it's just a waste of time and bandwidth, it seems like.
Well, not uninstalling it. Reinstalling it, yeah. Especially with Siege, because it's a 68 gig game, but... But I thought I had it installed last time. Because last time I uninstalled it, I uninstalled Uplay as well. I installed anything that had the word Siege in it. So then I re-downloaded the Uplay, and Siege was still there in my installed games. So I was like, oh, it's installed. And so then an update. And that update was 68 gigs, but that was just the game. So.
Gotcha. It just dawned on me that I did not use Audacity and hit record, so I'm going to have to rip this from the video, and that really sucks.
Well, that's just the What's Up segment, though. You can use the rest of it in Audacity.
Yep, I screwed that up. Daggone it.
It's all right.
Where's it at? There it is. All right, so I thought Final Fantasy VII Remake came out this weekend. I really did. I saw, like, PlayStation had a bunch of good stuff on sale this week, and I was like, well, I'm not going to buy anything because I know I want to buy this Final Fantasy VII remake, and then I realized that it doesn't come out this week. It comes out next week.
Yeah. Are we planning on getting it next week?
Yeah, I want to get that.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm, like, as excited as I am about it. Like, I've never been a Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah.
Really, overall. Like, I've always wanted to play Final Fantasy
You have one on the PS2 over there, right?
Yeah. And I never really put it
in. Which one is that over
10.
There? 10? Okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, I watched one of my friends back then play through a good chunk of Final Fantasy VII, so I kind of, like, watched it be played, but I don't really remember anything about it. But apparently there's a lot of different stuff that's going to be in this new remake that it doesn't follow the exact same story because... Some people have started getting their copies already, and Square has been, you know, really adamant about, like, please don't spoil it. Like, there's a lot of different stuff that people aren't expecting. It's not just, you know, a word-for-word, frame-for-frame remake, that there's a lot of different stuff. Yeah. So don't spoil that for people. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen, but...
You know, it will.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's already playthroughs of the whole game online.
Well, of course there's playthroughs, but, like, you watch that yourself, so...
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that one coming out. Resident Evil 3 came out this weekend. I want to play that too, but I'm going to wait on that one a little bit. Apparently it's really short, So I think I'll wait till it's not
probably the 60 same bucks. Amount of time that it was for Resident Evil 2.
I think it's shorter.
How is it shorter? It was only like 7 hours.
Sounds like it's shorter. By the way, people's talking, sounds like it's shorter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't think we really have much else to talk about other than our main topics today, so why don't we just go ahead and get right into it?
Yep.
All right, here we go. The 4th annual Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, WrestleMania...
Spectacular.
Prediction, spectacular,
extravaganza,
part 4.
Yep.
This is our fourth year doing this, which I'm really proud of, that I've stuck with a Howdying project long enough to do something for a 4th annual.
Yeah.
I scrolled back through episode 4
yeah.
of Howdy Radio The Next Generation was our very first WrestleMania episode.
Yeah.
Episode 5 was a follow-up on that of who won the points and this and that.
Yeah.
Probably won't do that this year. Probably just sticking with the prediction episode. Probably not a recap episode. Because in all honesty, I don't think we really care a whole lot about WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
But I want the tradition to continue. So before we kind of just jump into the card. So WrestleMania this year, it's already been filmed. It is not live. I guess they filmed it in multiple different locations. They even filmed like multiple different endings to matches so that people wouldn't get spoiled or... So that they could decide which ending they liked the best to use and all of that, which is pretty cool. Kind of, it's just a different way of doing stuff right now. Everybody's got to come up with a different way of doing stuff right now. So, and it's also 2 nights this year. They completely stole the idea from Wrestle Kingdom. I don't care what they say. Obviously, they stole the idea from Wrestle Kingdom. They did their 2 night this year. For the very first time ever, and then WrestleMania did 2 nights this year, so obviously.
The WrestleMania was always 2 nights.
No, it was the first time ever. Oh. This year was 2.
Okay.
Yep, so I think, under the circumstances of how everything has to be done differently now, this year probably was a good year to go ahead and start the 2 year, or the 2 night thing with the way that they're doing it, so.
I don't think they'll keep doing it.
I don't know. We'll see. That's something that we'll have to... To see what happens next year, because I kind of think they will.
And because of they did the 2 night, they completely postponed the NXT show, which is so stupid.
Oh yeah, so I didn't even think of that. So no NXT show before Mania this year, huh?
Yeah.
Also no Hall of Fame this year.
Okay.
So yeah, everything's just different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, still though, being a wrestling fan right now is pretty nice because there is still. New wrestling content being put out every week as to where, everybody else that's football fans and baseball fans and sports fans and stuff, like all of their stuff is just completely gone and not happening whatsoever. So as wrestling fans, at least we're lucky that there's still some content. AEW still putting on their weekly show. We still got WrestleMania to look forward to. There's been the Dark Side of the Ring started up. The new season of the series started up this week or last week. So, as wrestling fans, at least we got some wrestling to watch.
Was the premiere of the Benoit episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Benoit episode was really good. New Jack episode was really good. What'd you think of those real quick before we...
I really liked the Benoit episode. I also really liked the New Jack episode.
Okay.
But I feel like with the New Jack episode, I feel like everybody defended him a little bit more than they should have, right? Like, he's done some stupid stuff that he should definitely, like, be in trouble for.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I understand, like, they chose people who were, like, there and, like, also were kind of supposed to defend him. But, like, I feel like they defended him a little bit too much.
It's weird.
Especially when he says, like, on it. I meant to throw him off and basically killed him, but I missed. And they're like, okay, cool.
Right. Or, like, I was so high on coke or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody should have. Applaud a wrestler for being high on coke during
it's a very wrestling interesting match because
that's not safe or whatever. But
yeah,
really good show. If you're a wrestling fan, it's on Vice, is what channel it's on. I think that's the name of the channel, right?
Yeah.
So check it out. Next week is the Brawl for All episode.
Yeah,
that'll be cool. A lot of good episodes coming up this season.
They do a really
good job of this show.
I like the Benoit episode though, because there were a couple things like I knew.
Mm-hmm.
That at, like, I knew stuff, and I also didn't know a couple things. Mm-hmm. Like, I never knew how Eddie died.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that he had died,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, they went in detail on how he died and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, which is, like, the most, like...
On your birthday, too.
Yeah, that's the mm-hmm. only, like, reason I really... Well, I knew that he died, but mm-hmm. that's, like, the main thing, that, like, mm-hmm. he died on my birthday.
It's kind of funny to, like, watch something like that, and then they're, like, they're talking about the day that Eddie Guerrero died, and then, like, in my yeah. head, like, well, I remember that day very vividly. I was yeah. sitting in the hospital when... You know, Lane was born that yeah. same day.
Did you find out that day?
Yeah, after you were born, within like a couple hours, I started making my phone calls to everybody to let everybody know that you were born. One of those first phone calls was to my friend Lee, and I was like, hey, Lane was born. He was like, oh, that's awesome. However, Eddie Guerrero died, oh. and that was how I found that out. So,
jeez.
Same phone call of me calling him to tell him that you were born was when he told me that Eddie Guerrero died.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'll never forget that. That's... Obviously.
But, like, they also didn't go into depth because, like, didn't he, like, use his submission on his kid? Isn't that what they found out? Or is that just, like,
I don't remember that.
Because I feel like at some point I heard something that, like, he used one of his submissions on his kid, and that's, like, how he suffocated him. Gotcha. But then they didn't say anything about that during the show. So.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool how at the end of that episode, spoiler alert, just for people that haven't watched it, I mean, it's no big deal, but it was cool how Benoit's remaining son that's still alive and Nancy Benoit's sister, how they met up at the end of the episode thanks to Chris Jericho hooking them up and saying, you guys should hang out or whatever. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is one of the greatest things in wrestling right now. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Release the hounds.
Yeah, this week's, his little segment on AEW this week was amazing. And it was just recorded at his house. Yeah. And it was one of the best things that happened in wrestling this week. Probably the best thing that happened in wrestling this week, honestly. All right. Let's do this. Let's go down. We've got our card here that you people watching can see. This is what it looks like when you print out a copy of the scorecard from Pro Wrestling Scorecards. However, this pay-per-view is the first one that we are doing digitally. The guys that run Pro Wrestling Scorecards have had a digital version out for a while that you had access to if you backed them at a certain Patreon level, which I had never done before. So a couple days ago, they said we're opening up the digital beta to the next 1,000 people so we can, you know, test the servers, see how well this works and everything. So I jumped on it. I got all of us to sign up for it. The whole Howdy Inc. crew has signed up for it. I think we got like 7 people total that's filling out a card for this pay-per-view. And it keeps track of your points, all that stuff.
So it updates like itself. You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything, yeah.
Okay.
So you'll be able to get the tweet from Pro Wrestling Scorecards like we always have, and it'll say who won or whatever, because that's nice to see. But all of your points will just be done together or done automatically through the website, and it keeps a ranking of who has how many points and who's in the lead.
Yeah.
And it does that throughout the night, so you'll be able to see who's winning after the first match or who's winning after the first night in this situation. So
I have a feeling Dave is gonna win. I feel like Dave,
he's the only one that has any inside knowledge because he's the only one that watches the show.
But I know all the names, and I know who's, like, I know, unless they do the finish thing and it's like something crazy that happens or something weird,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like me Dave, and for some reason and Taggart, me Dave and Taggart, I feel mm-hmm. like are the top
Taggart
three.
Always does
Taggart really always well. Does really good
mm-hmm.
I feel like me Dave and Taggart are the three yeah. that
I did a lot of guessing. I don't really have much to base it on. So let's go ahead and run through this. There's a lot of matches. Most of them we won't need to spend any time talking about. We're not going to give any of the extra stuff, just who we pick as the winner. So we're going to start with page 2 here because all of the main matches are on page 1.
Okay.
So, page 2. Let's start with Miz and Morrison versus The New Day versus the Usos. Triple threat ladder match. And it looks like it's for some type of title.
Has there ever been a WrestleMania without a ladder match?
Not in current WrestleMania.
There's always a ladder match at WrestleMania.
For sure. Well, for the longest time, the Money in the Bank match was a part of WrestleMania. So yeah. That was always the ladder match.
But that was only like 2 or 3. And then they just made made Money in the Bank.
Which was stupid. Yeah. I liked it being a part of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
All right, I pick Miz and Morrison for this one.
Yeah, that's also what I picked.
All right, next match, the Kabuki Warriors versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I picked the Kabuki Warriors.
Same.
The Street Profits versus Theory and Garza.
I chose Street Profits.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
I don't know any of those names. Who
the Street Profits are Private Party, but in WWE.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. And Theory and Garza, I've never heard that
two
ever before.
NXT guys.
Okay. All right, Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan.
I think I have Daniel Bryan. I think. Yeah, I have Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, so since we filled them out digitally, we don't have the actual paper scorecard figured out. So I don't have in front of me who I picked. But I think I also picked Daniel Bryan. All right.
What's the website?
Don't worry. You'd have to log in and all that stuff.
I can log into my own, and then I can see yours.
You can see my picks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure I can just click on
ProWrestlingScorecards.com. I don't know that you're able to see somebody else's card, but I really don't know. I don't know that I've tried to find that out. As you're doing that, if we could keep talking, though.
Yes.
The next matchup is a Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match, which is, I guess it's cool. Whoa. That it's an elimination match.
Didn't know it was an elimination match.
Bayley versus Lacey Evans versus Naomi versus Sasha Banks versus Tamina. Tamina tomorrow. What? Who'd you pick for that one?
I chose Bayley.
I picked Sasha Banks for that one.
Sasha Banks in that match? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. And Sasha Banks never really wins anything big, but...
Yeah. Well, no, she was champion there for a little while there.
Yeah. All right, and what we know will probably be a 6-star match of the night. Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. Jesus Christ. I'm saying that sarcastically in case somebody didn't know. I picked Goldberg. Who you got?
Goldberg as well.
Click on groups. Go up. Click on... maybe you can't click on groups because I'm the one that created the group or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Goldberg versus Strowman. Who you got?
I have Goldberg.
Yeah, there's no way Goldberg's not going to win that match, right?
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley versus... Charlotte Flair singles match for the NXT women's title. Who you got?
I have Rhea Ripley in this.
I have Charlotte Flair.
Sadly.
That just seems to make most sense.
Yeah, true.
All right. Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. That looks like that's for the
women's
title.
Raw
women's title. Who you got for that one?
I think I have Shayna Baszler actually winning that.
Yeah, I got Becky Lynch.
Right.
Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre.
Brock Lesnar.
Who cares? That's my answer. My answer to Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre is who cares.
Yeah. I like how it said on almost all of them, no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I really
option.
Wish I could. If I didn't want to win, yeah. I would put no one.
Yeah. Yeah, no one wins in the Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre match.
Spoiler alert.
No one cares.
As the only finish in the match is no one.
That was page one. That was page two. We blew through most of it pretty quickly. That's probably record time, actually.
Yeah, that might be the shortest episode ever.
That shows our interest in WrestleMania, unfortunately.
Yep.
All right. All right, this is page one here. So we got a couple stupid matches and then the big matches. Otis versus Dolph Ziggler.
I have Otis winning this.
I got Ziggler. Elias versus King Corbin.
I have Corbin.
I do too. Aleister Black, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Versus Bobby Lashley.
I think I have Aleister Black winning that.
I do too. Edge versus Randy Orton. Last man standing match.
Yeah, I got Edge. I feel like that'll be a good match.
That'll,
right?
I think
that is probably going to be match of the night.
I think out of everything on paper, that potentially could be the match.
Even though Kevin Owens was a Seth Rollins, actually sounds that, good too.
That could
but
be
that,
right
but
too.
He has like I don't like know. Seth I don't know Rollins, if he still has his like posse with him or with Seth Rollins. So I don't know if it'll just be a dumb match. But
Edge versus Randy Orton. I got Edge winning. I mean, he wouldn't come back and lose at Mania. I wouldn't think so. So I got Edge winning that one too. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. I got Seth Rollins winning that one.
Same.
And then our final two matches, in a Boneyard match, we've got Undertaker versus AJ Styles with the OC. I don't know who the OC is.
That's the two Bullet Club guys.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the names. Nobody knows.
I got Undertaker winning that one.
Same. That could also be an okay.
Yeah, that's
match.
One that I'm kind of looking forward to. So, Boneyard match. Again, I'm just kind of reading off of paper here. I don't know what they've said about this match on TV.
Yeah.
I assume that it's a match that's taking place in a graveyard.
Yeah.
And I think that the way the show has already been filmed and it's not a live product, I think maybe they can do something cool with that.
Yeah.
So we will see. I think that could be cool.
Yeah.
All right, and then what is, I guess, the almighty main event of WrestleMania 36 features, yet again, John Cena versus The Fiend in a Firefly Funhouse match, which I'm not exactly sure what defines a Firefly Funhouse match.
No idea.
But again, you know, they might be able to do something cool with that because of it being pre-recorded. We'll see. Yeah. I think I picked Cena.
I think I did too.
Or did I pick The Fiend?
I think I picked Cena. Cena doesn't lose.
Right, I mean that's...
I don't know the last time John Cena lost a match.
Dang. I'm going on record and saying The Fiend. Although that might not be what I actually picked.
Okay.
Oh, well, who cares?
We'll find out.
So that's that there. We blew through the entire WrestleMania card in like 6 or 7 minutes.
Yep.
That usually takes about an hour. So
not
I don't
an
know.
Hour. It's not that long.
So
the whole episode probably takes about an hour.
So where you're at with being a wrestling fan right now, your excitement level for WrestleMania is where?
Like out of 10?
Out of 10.
Out of 10, like a 5 or 6.
That's pretty high.
Like, there's a couple matches that I'm like, this might actually be a good match. I might actually put something on here.
Yeah.
But then there is so much other crap in this that it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I am, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the production looks like. Because, I mean, we've never seen a WrestleMania pre-recorded without a crowd. That's never once been done before.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how they do it. Because AEW has done a couple no-crowd shows, and they've been able to make them pretty interesting still. WWE, I don't know. Everybody, this is just from what I'm reading on the internet, because I haven't watched WWE product in a long time, but everybody's like, wow, like WWE could really learn from how AEW is doing their empty arena shows versus how they're doing Raw and SmackDown, because it's terrible. But that's just, you know, some random Redditor's opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm sure my opinion is probably pretty similar to that if I was to actually watch the show. It's why I just don't watch the show.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what they make this look like. I'm curious to see how many people they say is in attendance, because every year they lie about how many people are actually in the building. So this time there's like 0 people in the building, and they'll probably still say there's like 80,000 people there. Just, and I think they should. I think they should make a joke about that.
Yeah.
I think that would be funny if they did. Why not at this point? But then as far as the matches go, not so much. So like I'm looking forward to the one side of it just to see like what it looks like, how they're going to handle it, what the presentation is going to look like. But then you sit here and you read through all the matches, and it's just the same old crap that I'm not
I think
that
the last couple matches are promising, besides the John Cena match.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
and I like the Fiend,
the Fiend might do something cool with it.
Yeah, I think but that's a super cool character. Probably the coolest character they got going in.
Yeah,
AEW
even though
right
Gold,
now.
They bought a 50-year-old man and destroyed him. So
yeah, but definitely not interested in seeing him fight John Cena. So that's.
Yeah.
That's that. So what else? It's unfortunate that a lot of the wrestling stuff got canceled this weekend. All of the wrestling stuff got canceled this weekend except for WrestleMania. There's a lot of indie feds that piggyback off of WrestleMania weekend in the area that WrestleMania is in. There's indie shows that are considered like the WrestleMania of whatever indie company it is.
Yeah.
They do that this weekend also. So it's unfortunate that we missed all of that, that it's not happening. One fun thing that did happen, though, one of our favorite wrestlers, Joey Janela, he was supposed to have his spring break show last night, which is like the big GCW show of the year. And his shows yearly have been considered the last few years like some of the best indie shows that's been put on. He does a really good job with them. So unfortunately, that got canceled. But instead, he went on.
They get canceled. It got postponed. He said multiple times last night that it will still happen.
Yep. You're right about that. So last night, all this weekend, actually, he is taking his, he's going on Twitch and doing Quarantine Mania. And he showed 10 matches last night that he picked and just downloaded off of YouTube and just streamed on Twitch with him basically just watching them and talking a little bit about them as the matches go on. A couple of them were his matches. A few of them were just terrible indie matches or really ultra violent bloody matches, or there was a couple like, you know, really good wrestling matches also. That was a little bit of everything in there. That was awesome.
There was one match, it was a second match, and it was like it was a ladder match. And I don't think these guys had to have signed like a waiver or something that's like, can't sue us if something happens to you, because they were doing some stupid stuff and took some crazy bumps. There were a couple times where, like, they were about to do it, and we're like, they're not actually about to do that, right? And then they did it. It's like, what? Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, if you want to see some crazy wrestling, go on Joey Janela's Twitch page and watch last night. Yeah. That's going to be on tonight after WrestleMania at 11 o'clock and tomorrow night after WrestleMania at 11 o'clock also.
I wonder what the main event of the third night's going to be.
I know
he has to have something crazy for that.
I think one of the surprises, which may be for that, he's kind of hinted at, he's got video of his first ever wrestling match.
Oh.
So I don't know if that'll be considered like main event, or if he'll show that like as the first match tonight or something.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do that as main event.
It's probably not a great match.
Yeah, exactly.
Being his first match, so I don't know if that would be what he would put on at the end of the show or not. But yeah he did it. I thought it was very entertaining watching him do the show last night. So I'm looking forward to the next two nights. I'm glad he got out there and did something since his big show got canceled.
Yep.
Is that it?
I think so.
Wow.
How long have you been going? I can't see you.
22 minutes for this segment.
Oh my goodness. It's like a 30-minute episode. We haven't had a 30-minute episode in a long
time. Well, we still got the Howdy Inc. mailbag. So
I forgot we had that.
Let's get into that.
Okay, welcome to I almost called it BT mailbag. Welcome to Howdy Radio Howdy Radio Next Generation mailbag. What is it?
I don't care.
Just Howdy Radio mailbag. Where we answer your questions on Twitter.
Howdy Inc. mailbag.
There's more.
I don't know what does he say after that?
Where the cast members answer all your questions. Do do do.
Good enough.
Yeah.
All right. So, a week or so ago on Twitter, at Howdy Inc., we asked our friends and fans to just ask us some questions, because sometimes it's fun to do a segment like this and just answer some questions. Last time we did it, we were driving back from Chicago, and so now we're doing it again, because why not?
Yep.
So, let's start with a question from our good old friend, Special Keezy, Kyle.
I wonder if Kyle's going to ask if your dad can be my dad again.
That's what he asked last time. That's right. No, so he's got, we got two questions from Kyle for this episode. The first one being, what games / music are you looking forward?
Where do you see that?
Right here.
Oh, at the bottom.
What games / music are you looking forward to coming out this year? So, what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with games, or do you want to start with music? Which one do you want to start with?
Games. Because music, like, there isn't a lot of music that's actually been announced yet. But we all know it's going to happen.
Okay.
So, for games.
For games.
This is a big year for games. Because new consoles. Everything got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's crazy because even if it wouldn't have gotten delayed, games would have been delayed anyway. So, it's not like, oh, they shouldn't delay it. So, like, the Avengers game comes out in December, Cyberpunk 2077 comes out in September.
Those have not been delayed yet?
Those were delayed.
They're delayed to that.
Yes, they were originally
delayed.
So Avengers was supposed to come out. Avengers and Cyberpunk was supposed to come out in April and May this year, and they both, because when that, like, that week of everybody delays the game because nobody was ready for anything. Yeah. So, like, they both said that the game wasn't ready for it to come out, and we don't want to give you guys a bad product, so we're delaying it until September. Hmm. So, those are the two games I'm most looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to Cyberpunk. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I think I definitely will get it when it comes out. And I'll be honest with you, one of the main reasons why I'm going to buy that game when it comes out is because of a tweet that they made that said something about Yu Suzuki of Shenmue and how he's the guy, like, we all have Yu Suzuki to thank for this genre of game. And I thought that was such a super cool tweet that they made. I'll give them $60 for the game just for that tweet, honestly.
Well, that also means that if they thank this guy for making Shenmue, they know that they probably took some influence from Shenmue. So, I don't think it plays like Shenmue.
No, though. I know.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Yes. But to give Yu Suzuki props like that is huge in my book, and they know that. I mean, that's all a part of their marketing. They know that, oh, some Shenmue people will eat this up. That's why we tweet this. That's whatever. But that's cool. Let's see. Oh, wow. CM Punk just started a live video on Instagram. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
Everybody's starting a live video. I've gotten so many notifications of people starting a live video.
All right, so Final Fantasy VII Remake coming out next week is one that I'm really looking forward to. I am looking forward to playing Resident Evil 3. I want us me, you, and Tyler to play through that, just like we did Resident Evil 2. I'm not real sure that I can think of much else that's coming out this year.
I'm excited for... I completely forget the name of the game. But it's a game that's in alpha right now. It is the League of Legends CSGO kind of game. Like a 5v5 tactical shooter.
Okay.
And I'm mad that I completely forgot the name. I was just watching stuff on it last night. A bunch of the streamers got, like, the alpha for it and were playing with. And it looks really cool, and it has, like, you have, like, abilities and that kind of stuff, so it's a lot more interesting than I think CSGO is. Gotcha. But it looks pretty cool. It's supposed to come out summer of 2020, but I'm guessing that won't happen. I'm guessing it'll be pushed back.
Gotcha. But, I mean, I think the real takeaway here is that the main thing that I'm looking forward to this year as far as video games go is to just see what happens with the new consoles.
Yeah.
More excited about the consoles this year than to see what happens with the games, I think.
Yeah.
All right, music. Some of the main albums that come out this year have already been released this year.
Yeah.
The Greg Dooley album being one of my main ones for the year. Fantagram released their album already. Tame Impala released their album already.
Pearl Jam
just released their album.
Green Day doesn't count.
new Pearl Jam album's okay, I guess. I mean, that's about the best review I can give on it. There's a couple songs on there I guess I like a lot. There's a lot of it that's just, I don't know, just kind of okay sounding. Yeah. I don't know. But that might change as I listen to it more, so.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, Nine Inch Nails surprise released two albums a week or two ago, but it's a part of their Ghost series, so it's all instrumental music, so, you know, it's not...
Is that what you listen to? You weren't listening to the old Ghost thing?
I've been listening... So, now I've been listening to all of them.
Okay.
So, they released Ghost 5 and 6, and I listened to Ghost 5, and I was like, whatever, it's all right. And then Ghost 6, for some reason, like, I really liked that one.
Yeah.
It sounded like a soundtrack that I would love to make a horror movie that goes along with that music.
Okay.
Or somebody should that knows what they're doing. So I've listened to that quite a few times. I ended up liking that one a lot. I've listened to that more than I've listened to the new Pearl Jam album, actually. Yeah. So then that made me think, like, so the original release was called Ghost 1 through 4. It was essentially like four albums in one. And it was all right. So I was like, maybe I should go back and listen to that. And, you know, since I'm really digging this one, I should go back and check out the other ones. And I still kind of thought the same way. I was like, they're all right. But for whatever reason, I like Six a lot.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've been listening to the Weeknd album that came out in March, like March 20th, something like that. So I've been listening to that for a little while. I've liked it a lot. Just this year, I have widened, like, I know last year I widened what I listened to a lot, and this year I've even widened it even further.
By listening to The Weeknd, everybody listens to The Weeknd.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't ever really listen to that kind of music, and I started to listen to that kind of music.
Okay.
And I also started listening to a couple of other people who are more poppy that I don't listen to usually.
Gotcha. So, I wonder, if by maybe like by the end of this year or something, I think potentially we're going to see like every band that we like is going to release an album.
Yeah.
Because everybody is sitting at home, not being able to go anywhere. And like every musician that I follow is like, well, I'm writing new music.
Yeah.
I'm recording new music. What, you know, what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So I think we might get like a huge surge of new album releases kind of once this is all said and done, maybe.
I'm guessing like September, October area, we're just going to get 40,000 albums.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, something going on like this, you know, I mean, it obviously it gets in your head and all this, you know, that
you
it does.
You gotta do something.
So I don't know. We might get like some really cool albums to come out of this, you know, some artists that like, you know, are in an odd space in their head. That can be when you write your best music, that a lot of bands have, you know, followed that formula. So that's the weird thing is to like, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody makes out of this.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Smith has said, you know, I'm going to finish up Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2 script while I'm, you know, sitting at home doing nothing. So I think we're going to get like a huge surge of, you know, just creativity that ends up coming out of all of this, which is a plus.
Yeah. Face ID.
So that's where we're at with that. Okay. Kyle's second question, which won't take quite as long as the first question. What role will Lane play in Ninja Land 2? There has to be a Ninja Land question.
Yeah. Wait, we have the time. We can make Ninja Land 2 while we're all at home.
I don't know. Can you make Ninja Land with social distancing? How do you fight each other and stuff?
VFX.
Okay, our effects budget for the first movie included our buddy Derek holding a flower and sprinkling it in front of the camera lens so it looked like snow.
Really?
That was our entire effect budget, yes.
Alrighty then.
That's why Derek is credited with special effects in the credits.
Okay then.
I don't know.
It'll happen one day. I feel like if we ever do that, it would be like how the reboot of Jay and Silent Bob would be.
Yeah.
And it's like, you and Mom are doing something, and then it's like, well, you do it, like, kind of you doing something, and then, like, me or Tyler are, like, coming along with you.
Okay.
So, that's a good idea, right?
So, I mean, I actually wrote Ninja Land 2, like, forever and ever and ever ago. And Kyle knows, if he remembers it or not, but like Kyle knows.
Was it a good script?
Yeah, it was really good.
But you guys just never did it?
Yeah, it just never happened. Yeah, I liked it a lot. But now that you kind of throw in this Jay and Silent Bob reboot idea in there, that would make me completely rethink everything.
What was the plot of it? What did you guys do?
I don't want to just say it. I just don't. Because what if one day we make it? I don't want to just give it all away.
Okay, you know you'll never make it. So what was the plot of the movie, Dad?
There was, it was, I can't tell you. I don't remember the whole thing. It involved Liz being the new karate person. It was going to be like the next Karate Kid, how it was, the girls fighting, and that's what Ninja Land 2 was going to be.
Girls Karate Kid movie?
Yeah, it's called The Next Karate Kid back in the 90s, yeah.
Didn't know that.
It was going to be a thing where I trained Liz to fight, and then the bad guy from Ninja Land trained another woman to fight, and then like they fought each other as well. Was we were like the managers, basically the trainers.
That sounds like an okay. That sounds like an okay plot. I'm guessing those.
I mean, there's more.
I'm guessing there's more to it. But
there were some really good ideas there.
Base was like, kinda okay.
But I mean, I like your Jay and Silent Bob reboot idea. That we could do something with that. So, all right, Kyle, you made us start thinking again. Good job. All right, Scott asks, and you can follow Helm on Twitter at the Garbage Bin. Scott asks, now that you have more time, have there been any personal projects or goals you'd like to accomplish? So I will start off by saying I have not had more time. A lot of people obviously are quarantined and staying home. I, however, have ended up with a few extra hours at work.
But that's a good thing, though, right?
Because, yeah, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't have more time. Like, I'm not at home 24 hours a day trying to decide what I'm going to fill up all my time with. So I guess this one will kind of be more your question than mine, I guess.
I've been watching a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I finished El Camino. And
not
I'm
just like you finished Breaking Bad, like you watched the entire Breaking Bad within like the last week or
so. I watched the first two seasons like a month or two ago.
Okay.
And then I stopped because I watched it too much and I like it was like overload and I had to stop watching it. And then in like the last week I watched all of season 3 and season 4
mm-hmm.
in 2 days and then watched all of season 5 in a day. Okay. Which is 16 episodes.
So out of 10, what do you rate Breaking Bad?
If there's anything above 10, I think 100% it's the greatest show ever made.
Mm-hmm.
100%. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
You really do.
From what I watched of you watching it, it looked really good.
It was such a good show.
Cool.
It is. And now like, I'm following all the people on Instagram and stuff. And mm-hmm. like I've also been, if you look on my YouTube.
Does Aaron Paul have an Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Him and Bryan Cranston, they have like an alcohol. I don't know what kind it is. It's the one that has the worm in it, but it doesn't have the worm in it.
It'll be tequila.
It's not. Wait, that's not what it. That's not like what it is.
No.
Okay, but like they have like their own thing, and it's cool. But I've just been watching like a bunch of extras and like hearing about how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm watching Better Call Saul, which is the prequel to Breaking Bad. So,
okay, I don't know that I was aware that it was a prequel. I knew it was a spinoff, but I knew that it was a prequel.
The main characters are the lawyer from Breaking Bad, and it's a spinoff.
I read the other day. So I used to watch Law and Order SVU pretty often. That was a show I used to like a lot.
I didn't know you were in the SVU.
Yeah, me and your mother used to watch it every week and watch it on syndication and everything. Then I got tired of watching it, and I don't watch it anymore. So Stabler, the main dude from most of the early seasons, not on it currently, he left the show like a few years back. That was my breaking point. I was like, no, Stabler, I'm not watching it. They just announced that he is getting his own Law and Order spinoff show now. He's coming back, but he's not coming back to Law and Order SVU. It's going to be like Law and Order Stabler edition. So then I'm like, well, that's a spinoff of a spinoff then. That's a third degree spinoff.
Law and Order, which
SVU was already a spinoff of regular old Law and Order. So like now they're spinning off spinoffs, and I think that's too much.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the end of that question?
I think so, yeah.
Projects, goals.
Yeah, just finished.
Projects and goals, and all we did was talk about watching TV.
Well, yeah, I want to finish Better Call Saul, and then it's not over. The good thing is the show's not over. It's still, like, on AMC, so I'll be able to, once I finish it, I'll be able to watch the new season, which I wasn't able to do with Breaking Bad, because that ended in 2013, so.
Gotcha. So nothing as far as, like, actual, like, projects, like, you don't want to, like, do anything like start a new podcast or
I've also been talking about that for months. I think now is kind of the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, because everybody's home, so I can't be like okay, at 5, I want to do this with everyone. Everybody's like, oh, I have to go do this thing. Yeah. It's like, no, everybody's at home. You don't stop making excuses.
Yeah, you're right.
Anytime, like, I'll ask somebody to, like, play something. And I'm just like, don't give me an excuse that you don't want to, because I know that you cannot do anything else right now. That's so right. Just come play with me.
Right on. Yeah, you should start Lane's World. That's what I've always thought your podcast should be named, and it should be the Wayne's World logo.
I had that for a little while.
Yeah, but that didn't count.
It didn't count, but I don't want it to just be me. I had my other thing with a couple of my friends for one episode, and we were stupid and said everything that we ever thought about in one episode, so then we had nothing to talk about the next episode.
There's always something more to talk about. We've done it 56 times, even though we keep talking about the same crap.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
But those people don't talk about, don't listen or watch the same things I do, so.
All right. So, that's that.
Yeah. Is that all the questions?
No, we got two more.
Oh, okay.
We got one from Dave, who can be found at DTDSchmitty on Twitter.
Also Cincygram.
Also Cincygram. He says, if you could take only one food item to eat to a deserted island for the rest of your days, what would it be? What one food would you eat for the rest of your days on a deserted island?
Steak. Like, is it always, like, cooked and stuff? Like, it's
I
just
mean,
always
we'll just
one...
say it is.
Okay, then steak.
Okay. I just had this conversation at work the other day because we, during the day, have been slow, so... we've been kind of playing the games like we played at dinner time a while back where we'd just be like, oh, you know, here's a question and everybody answer it.
Yeah.
It's something to kill a time. So that was one that I asked the other day was that if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And my answer to that is always meatloaf and mashed potatoes. That's my favorite. And peas.
Can you do two? You
well,
can't
that's
do a meal.
That's a meal. So
you had to do one food. I chose just steak. I could say steak and mashed potatoes and all this kind of other stuff.
Well, then I guess I just say meatloaf then. Okay. Or maybe I say peanut butter and jelly.
How would you not get bored of peanut butter and jelly?
I've never, ever got bored of peanut butter.
Well, you will if that's the only thing you can ever eat.
I mean, there's times where I eat it daily for months at a time. It's insane. My breakfast at work most days.
That's insane.
Yep, loves. So that's my answer. My answer is peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Right. Or maybe spaghetti and meatballs.
No, don't choose spaghetti and meatballs.
Love spaghetti and meatballs. All right. Thanks for asking that question, Dave. All right, our final question comes from your boy Smoothie. But, of course, he can be found at INC_Smoothie on Twitter. And he says, how are you handling the lockdown / quarantine? And who will be the first to snap?
So I didn't know who it was going to be, go or snap. I didn't didn't know who he was going to say.
So let's start with how have you been handling it? So you are in a different situation than me. I'm going to work every day. I'm going to work, on Saturdays, I'm working an extra day.
Yeah.
So I haven't got to experience the whole, you know, stay-at-home thing the way that a lot of other people are. So how are you handling it? Are you going crazy? Are you enjoying your time? You got more time to play
video
games? It's
like I'm enjoying my time, but I'm also not. It's like I'm happy.
The dog must be around. He just farted.
But I'm happy because like I'm enjoying it because I'm able to play more with my friends and because we're all free, we can all play together like I haven't played Modern Warfare in a couple of days, but like when I play that, we usually have a big group of people that play because everybody's home and everybody's just able to play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like I want to go to school for the interaction with people, but like not for the actual school stuff.
Yeah, who cares about learning?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like I'm enjoying it, but I kind of also wish it was just regular.
Yeah.
So.
Right on. So
all of this wrestling is canceled, so I can't be watching wrestling or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
you don't feel like you're, like, going crazy, like, oh, my God, I got to get out of the house. This is stupid. I'm going nuts, like, none of that or anything?
I don't think I'm going crazy, but there are, like, there's a couple of times where I'll just be like, I'm just going to go take the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was, like, I think it was yesterday. I was like sitting there, and I was like, I just need to go outside. It's like, yeah. Hey, Dash, let's go outside. Yeah. So we just walked around the little well. Mm-hmm. So
that's good. Yeah, with me, I've been at work. I cook at a bar/restaurant. So we are deemed essential by the state of Ohio, which, I don't know, it kind of makes you feel good because, you know, I'm feeding people and that's important. And a lot of people want the food that I make because it's, you know, a comfort kind of thing. It makes them feel good, you know, eating the same food from the restaurant that they've been eating at. But then there's, you know, the double-edged sword to it all of, you know, I'm glad that I'm essential, but at the same time, you know, now I am in contact with more people and, you know, and then I bring that home and, you know, whoever I'm in contact with, my family's in contact with. So then it kind of makes you feel bad about going to work, even though, you know, I feel good about going and, you know, making money to be able to provide for my family. It's a weird thing that, you know, none of us have ever really experienced before.
Yep. Have you heard about the guy? Sorry for the topic change, but it's about Corona. There was a guy who lived during the flu outbreak of 1918.
Okay.
And had just survived coronavirus. Like, he had coronavirus, and he, like, survived it.
Right on.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Like, that man's a trooper.
That is. I think, going back to Smoothie's question of who will go crazy first, it might end up being me. And it's not so much because I'm, like, stuck at home, not able to go do anything. It's because I'm stuck at work with just the same two people for most of the day. I don't get any interaction with customers anymore. You know, I can't just walk out of the kitchen and have, you know, a whole dining room full of people that I potentially know or talk to.
Quiet in there as well.
It's like, quiet, which, I mean, I don't know. The quiet has been kind of nice here and there. But the couple guys that I've been spending most of my time with at work, they're not people that, like, I really want to spend a lot of my time with. And that's where I'm at now. So there's been a couple days where I'm, like, going a little crazy because I'm tired of dealing with them all the time, every day, all day. So I think if anybody's going to go crazy, I think it might be me. And then for a different reason than the most obvious, but that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. Valorant. That's what the game is called. The game that's in alpha.
Oh, okay.
Valorant.
Cool. All right, well, that was it for our Howdy Inc. mailbag, Howdy Radio
for
mailbag.
The BTO, I mean, BTE Howdy Radio mailbag.
Whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. So that's what we got for that. All right, that is our show for the day. We went through our WrestleMania predictions. We went through the Howdy Inc. mailbag and answered all of your questions. We'll do that again one day, and we'll post on Twitter, and you just reply and ask a question, and we might ask your question and say your cool Twitter handle right here on the air, and then you would be famous, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So watch WrestleMania tonight if you want. It's on tonight and tomorrow. Go to ProWrestlingScoreCards.com or go to PWScoreCards on Twitter, and you can print off this cool little card, or you can sign up for their digital, and you can even play along with us if you do that. We can all compare scores to each other. You can be a part of our Howdy Inc. group, and that's what makes the whole digital thing super cool. So
can I invite, like, my friends to join us? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
So shout out to the guys that run Pro Wrestling Scorecards there on Twitter. They do a really, really, really good job. And thanks for retweeting us about this show. And we really appreciate that. We're glad that we're friends with the Pro Wrestling Scorecard guys.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 56. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.